CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast podcast on demand.
On demand.
Do you remember what we did today? I don't remember. It was all pretty clean though.
I love how as soon as we finished, we're like, what did we even do this morning?
We had a blood chat with Anne Harvey.
Remember that time you ate balut? Can you believe that was like a week ago now?
Yeah, it was ages. It was a different lifetime.
Different lifetime.
Oh, we were all talking about what's attractive.
Oh, yes. This is a great topic, actually. We're talking on our Facebook page, so continue the convo there at CFM Tasmania. Like and follow us there. Yeah, what are you most attracted to in a person?
A lot of people have said humour and eyes.
Yeah, humour and eyes.
Mm. You're always saying that me and your friend, that friend of yours, are attracted to each other, aren't you?
Oh, stop it!
No, but why do you think we are if we were? I mean, it's your theory, but why? What is it? Is it eyes or is it humour?
I'm sorry, but first of all, you told me that you're attracted to people that are married.
Hey, well, hang on. I never said that. On air?
Not on air. Off air. Yeah, exactly. No, it was more the whole, like, the challenge or something with you.
I didn't say it's the challenge.
Like, don't mind a married woman. And I was like, oh my God.
I didn't say don't mind a married woman.
I think you were joking, but I didn't hear it as a joke. And then then I have lots of married friends, and I was like, whoa, back off, bro. Nah. But it's been funny. No, nah, you literally... the male version of her.
Yeah. So it's not to do with the eyes or anything?
No, I don't think so.
It's just the male
or the
version.
Hair, because you don't have any.
Why am I the male version of her?
I think you're just the same.
In what way?
Just
what do we do?
A bit strange. You're both a little bit strange, aren't you?
Like we both used to play Habbo Hotel.
Yeah, just both a little bit strange.
Everyone used to play Habbo Hotel.
No, you like both still talk about stuff like that.
MSN Messenger. I know she brought that up with me the first time I met her. She was like, oh, I love the long lunch because you talk about MSN Messenger.
Yeah. No, you don't have anything going. I know that, but it's just funny. You like to rev me up and I like to rev you up.
Yeah.
And then I get my other friend involved and we're like, oh my God, don't let them alone together. we're just having a joke, but it is quite funny.
Yeah.
Until it's no longer funny. So stop it now.
Well, because when it really happens.
No, I mean, stop it.
It will happen.
No, it won't. Oh my God, see, the revenue has started. Anyway, I forgot what we were talking about.
Tess.
No!
Talking about Tess, remember?
Oh, honestly. Honestly, never.
She doesn't listen to this, does she?
Left
on demand.
Alone ever
she listens
again.
To the live show, but not.
She'll be mortified. She'll never talk to you again.
Nah,
actually, this is a good thing.
Nah, she'll love it.
Nah, she will froth.
Yeah, see, she'll love it, won't she? Should we call her now?
No.
On the on-demand. And just see what she thinks.
She would love it. Do you know that she absolutely loved Lee and Jess? And I had to, as a present, I got Lee and Jess to sign a photo of themselves and gave it to her. And she still has it up on display.
Oh, really?
So this Christmas, hope she doesn't listen, because this Christmas you and I are going to sign a photo and give it to her.
What about one just of me as well,
no,
though? Like a headshot?
No.
She'd
no.
love that. She would love it.
Anyway, moving on.
Habbo Hotel ASL Bobber. I'll write on it.
We are talking about what do you find attractive in a person, because we were talking earlier this morning what do you find unattractive.
That's what brought it up. Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, that's how it started. So we do talk about that in the show. I can't remember what else. Oh, we had Steph in.
From Optus,
That's another gal.
You want me to marry Steph
maybe,
from the Optus store?
Yep.
Does she want you us saying this on the on-demand?
Well, she doesn't know anything about this.
No.
But I'm just like, I love Steph.
So what do you...
I need to like whoever you're going to marry.
Well, can you make it happen then? Because I can't be bothered anymore. I've given up.
You can't be bothered. You've given up on the dating.
What am I supposed to do?
I don't know.
What do I do to her?
You know what the
just
cards
go up and
said?
Say, hey, Steph.
Follow the cards. We did magic cards today.
Can't follow them because we'll get
cards
in trouble.
Cards to inspire. And we didn't do it on air. We did it off air for fun. And
too risky on air.
Too risky. But yours was take a risk.
Yeah, but you
take
know.
What else did it say? Take a risk.
And good things are coming.
Good things are coming.
And something like follow the book or something.
Follow
the process.
Yeah, that's it. So you need to follow your own instructions there.
To me, they're all contradictory, well, especially follow the process and take a risk.
No, take the risk. You first got the card, take a risk. So take that step in asking whoever out. And then it was enjoy the time or better things to come. whatever it said. And then it was trust the process of like falling madly in love with that person.
And you think Steph from the Optus store.
I just love Steph. She's a vibe.
Well, why don't you tell her to go for me?
Oh, maybe I will. I'm going to
put that idea in her head.
Message her right now.
Put that idea in her head.
We are hanging out with them soon.
Are we?
Hmm.
Why?
I don't know, for something.
Are we? With a video?
Yeah.
So what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Optus.
We'll get her in
love
a sandwich.
The Optus team.
We'll get her in
They're so lovely, aren't they?
We'll get them in an Adam and Ari sandwich. I do actually love the Optus team.
Yeah, same. They're so nice. So kind.
So maybe it's meant to be, is what you're saying.
I also kind of do really want a new iPhone.
I'm pretty sure that Steph that you're talking about, she's into weird music like me. She's indie.
Yeah.
Well, weird music. Pearl Jam's not that weird. You seem to think it's weird.
Yeah, I just like pop.
Soundgarden.
I'm a generic CFM listener.
But a lot of the rock, alternative rock I like was in the charts at some point. A lot of it gets played on air. Soundgarden, not so much, but it probably gets played over on 7AD.
He just loved us.
He's good, isn't he?
We had a snake in here yesterday and he was like, nope.
Keep that away from me, yeah.
Bless his cotton socks. Wait till we have gin in here and he's just sitting there doing work and we're like...
Yeah, anyway... Here's the show.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Go, Ari.
Go, Adam.
How are you this morning?
Morning. I missed my alarm.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. You know when you turn your alarm off and you just shut your eyes because you're like, oh, just have a little bit of a lay down.
And then before you know it, it's 2 hours later.
Yeah, and you're like, what? What am I doing?
What the hell, yeah.
Yeah, that was me. But exciting day, my mum comes to visit.
Oh, nice. Very good.
Yeah.
But did you have any nightmares about chickens?
No, but I did have a weird dream. You know how I dream about the cruiser all the time and like work?
Yeah,
had a dream that we're going to do a live broadcast and we only had like 30 minutes to pack the car, get there, get set up and get on air. And the cruiser, for some odd reason, had been parked where like a murder had just happened. So all the like crime scene tape was all around and I couldn't get to the cruiser to get the car out. And then somehow I was in the middle of it. Yeah, it wasn't fun. And they were like, you can't leave now that you're in the building.
Huh?
Like there's a murderer on the loose. And I was like, well, we're not going to be live at 12, are we?
Yeah, disaster.
Yeah, it's stressful.
You're feeling a bit better. You had the... the vaccine blues yesterday.
Yeah, I had a bit of a rest yesterday afternoon. Mm. Feel good now. And I don't have a dead arm, which is so nice. Man, having a dead arm sucks.
Yeah, I was the same, yeah. 48 hours after the Moderna one, I felt similar to you. So
yeah.
All's well that ends well, though. You're fine today.
Just like dog news.
Yeah.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Now, Ari, yeah. Science.
Science. I'm putting my hands up, okay? I know what's going down. I've got my... It's a TikTok challenge thing. Well, it's probably not, but I'm making that one.
Well, science reckons they've come up with 7 common traits scientifically determined to make you less attractive. Number one is apparently laziness. You're not lazy, are you?
Leg drops a finger.
You're lazy?
A finger has been dropped.
You're not lazy.
At home.
Oh, are you?
Mm. All my energy goes into work. I'm not like this at home,
y'all. So you're lazy in your relationship?
No, at home.
Yeah.
He's also there, but...
But this is part of... This is attractiveness.
What makes you lazy in a relationship?
I don't know, not doing any, contributing any housework or showing any love.
No, housework, a finger has been dropped, yep.
Okay, so sleep deprivation, number two. That's got to be you.
I'm definitely dropping that second finger.
Number three, being unfunny. You're funny. And also, what I love about this article is the picture underneath it is a picture of James Corden. So I agree, there's no better example of someone unfunny than James Corden. So good on you. This is
boss. I mean, that's like... I think.
Nah, you're funny. Or you're not funny in your relationship. To Dill.
Again,
you save it all for on air, do you?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Contractive body language. I don't think you do this, but this is apparently there's power poses people do, and there's also poses people have where they're sort of slumped, arms crossed, head drooped down. It's more like what I'd do probably in the the corner. See, this is why that Kel's don't like me. I'm probably doing this the whole time. Number five, scent. What do you think about that? Scent. You're always coming in here going, oh, I forgot to put deodorant on.
Yeah, but I have deodorant at work.
Sometimes the pheromones, though, the natural scent of the human works. It depends.
I have a lot of baths. I'm leaving that up.
There you go. So scent's fine. Excessive drinking and smoking. Can't comment.
No comment.
Don't want the hall monitors
No comment,
reporting
but a
us.
Finger has been dropped.
Well, that's a comment. I'll take that as a comment, as they say on Q&A. It's all that smoking you're talking about, isn't it?
I don't even smoke.
I know. I'm just having a go.
Yuck.
And number seven, differing political opinions. You're not very political, though, are you? Oh, yeah, I suppose sometimes you throw it out there with your hard, hard right-wing stance that you have. But,
just because I vote for people because they drew a seahorse.
Yeah, but you
people vote for whatever they want to vote for.
You love that Malcolm Roberts?
I don't even know who you're talking about.
But do you have differing political opinions with your partner?
Yeah, I think
you do?
So. Mm.
I don't know. Sometimes opposites work, though. I don't know about that one. But I think it's just if you're two.
So how many was that? Is that the last one?
Yeah, so I think you put it down for everyone except...
Smell.
Yeah, except smell.
But I mean, who knows, really? Oh, good start to the day, yeah.
I think differing political opinions, if you're one of those people that are too hard either side, like you like Trump a bit too much or you like that Clementine Ford too much, those people will die alone, maybe, is what they're saying.
Yeah, okay.
In the science community, not me. I'm not saying this.
But I also think everyone has the right to think whatever they want to think.
Of course. Live and let live.
Like, you
peace
do
and
you,
love.
Boo.
Peace and love, bro. Why can't we all just... get along.
Yeah, as Steady Eddie said yesterday, what is it?
I don't remember what he said.
Inner peace.
Yeah, that's what he always says.
Anyway, what gives me inner peace is free stuff.
Yeah, do you want to double pass to the film Venom, Let There Be Carnage?
Could be some carnage if you're listening to the What Makes You Unattractive list.
Yeah, great segue. 1-300-655-922. Just tell us... what's your biggest turn off? What do you find unattractive in a human being?
Mm.
What's your biggest turn off? 1-300-655-922, and you'll instantly get yourself a double pass to Venom. Let there be carnage.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 107.7 CFN.
The party. Currently in Devonport, it is 11 degrees, and in Burnie, it is still 10 degrees.
Top of 16 today with showers developing. Didn't get any calls for what's unattractive for those tickets to Venom. Let there be carnage. How about this? 1-300-655-922. What do you find most attractive in a human? Let's keep it positive.
I have Googled it. Top ones are a sense of humour, the pitch of your voice, owning a
coffee,
pet, having a beard.
Pet, damn.
Socialising in groups,
beards.
Being nice.
Do you see what you did to me with this Movember? I don't have a beard anymore.
Oh, and you don't have a pet. Financial responsibility. A good credit score. I think this is all a lie.
Oh, I'll have to print off that credit score. I've got a real good one, actually. All right. 1-300-655-922. What do you find most attractive in a human being? And you can get a double pass to Venom, Let There Be Carnage instantly. We're looking for what's attractive and unattractive in a human being. My dad texted in the program, Ari.
Oh, my God, Dad Davison, good morning.
Dad said, most attractive, lots of money.
Lots of money. Okay.
And he said selfishness, the most unattractive, and moodiness.
Oh, I thought we were talking about it. Yeah.
But we're talking about attractive, and we do have a caller.
Mark from Shearwater.
What do you find most attractive in a human being?
I suppose... if they're funny and just good people, really.
I agree. Sense of humour, I find it so easy to sit there, even if they're a stranger, if they're funny, to just chat with them and be at ease. So I think you're absolutely correct, Mark, and I think we should give you a double pass to Venom, Let There Be Carnage.
Excellent. That'd be great.
Congratulations and enjoy.
I will. Thank you.
Trivia troll.
Time to troll that triv. We're going to ask you a trivia question. If you do indeed know the answer, give us a call on 1-300-655-922. You will indeed go on the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. It's all thanks to Jensen's Quality Metalworks and also Seedhouse Tasmania.
All right. Question today is, Misha Barton played which character in the TV show The O.C.?
Ooh, I love The O.C.
Which one did Misha play? Misha Barton. Was this one your favourite character, do you think?
Yeah, up there. I mean... I can't give it away.
Well, I loved that... I can't give it away, can I?
No, I know, that's what I mean. We can't answer our questions because we might give it away.
Because then it eliminates who this one was, right?
Well, it's not Seth.
But it's not Seth or Ryan.
Yeah, so there you go. Seth was my favourite.
Well, I was going to say another girl was my favourite, not this one.
Yeah.
The other girl was my favourite.
They have Chris McCarr.
The one that was played by Rachel Bilson was my favourite. Let's say that.
Yeah, okay.
1-300-655-922. Misha Barton played which character in the TV show The OC? While we're getting nostalgic, did you ever play that Habbo Hotel on the computer?
No.
You know your friend Tess?
Oh, yes.
She posted something about it.
Hashtag tell Tess.
Posted something about it yesterday. I was like, oh, yeah, Habbo Hotel, Bobba, Bobba, Bobba. It's just like an animated game where you went through this hotel and chatted to other people on the internet.
Was there, like, different ones?
Different rooms and stuff. Yeah, it was one big
possibly.
Hotel. You could make your own room. There was a pool. A lot of people hung out there. Mm. You jumped off the diving board.
Was that, like, when it was, like, location, LSA? Is it LSA or something?
ASL.
That's it.
Age, sex, location. Sex meaning gender. Just don't, please don't.
Is that where you used to chat to randoms, being like, ASL?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people would say ASL, and and if you swore, it came up and said Bobba. But 1-300-655-922, Misha Barton played which character in the TV show The OC? You could win $150 to spend.
A major character, by the
Jensen's
way.
Jensen's Quality Metalworks. Just so you know, no one's called yet, so.
No one.
If you know.
Has started calling.
Get in.
Trivia trial.
1-300-655-922. Drew from Penguin is on the line. Becoming a bit of a regular, he might become the trivia king. He might take Dave from Mindetta give him a bit of a run for his money, Ari, if he's
battle.
Not careful.
They need to battle it out.
Yeah, Dave v. Drew, a battle to the death.
We'll do our best. Yeah.
So the question today is, Misha Barton played which character in the TV show The OC?
That'd be Marissa, wouldn't it? Marissa Cooper?
Yes,
congratulations. It was not the same without Marissa Cooper after her passing in the show.
Devastating. Yeah, I remember I used to watch it back in the day when she first came out.
Yes,
yeah, loved
Drew.
It. Drew.
Team OC.
That's our boy.
That's our Drewy boy.
Did you like Marissa as a character, Drew? Was she a good character, you reckon?
Yeah, the original was better, though. Like, yeah, I definitely liked the first series better than the follow-ons, you know, how it normally goes with those sort of shows.
Yeah,
it dropped off a bit at the end.
And you kill off the main character, it's never the same.
Yeah, I didn't even like her. Right. I didn't even like her, but definitely the show suffered without her, I think.
Yeah.
I loved Summer, like, when I was a teen boy. Ooh. Wish I could have married her. Yes. Thanks, Drew.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
Wow, wow, wow.
18th of November. Can you believe it, Ari?
No, I can't, Adam.
Let's have a look at it.
I can't believe it at all. Yeah, tell me, talk to me.
It's Mickey Mouse's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Mickey.
Happy birthday, Mickey.
Yeah.
Made his debut in the cartoon Steamboat Willie on this day in 1928. Very old mouse. Very old mouse.
Did you know that Mickey Mouse was supposed to be a rabbit?
Mickey Rabbit.
Sounds weird, right? Glad Mickey Mouse is a mouse.
Yeah, things wouldn't be the same. The space-time continuum would have been interrupted, probably.
I think so.
If you look at science. On this day, 1963, push-button telephones were introduced by America's Bell Telephone Company, obviously replacing the rotary phones.
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever have one of them? We had one of them in the 90s growing up, attached to the wall. We had a push-button one too, but in the hallway home phone was a rotary.
I don't remember that.
I used to call up radio shows on that rotary phone.
Showing your age, Ads. Showing your age.
1990s. It wasn't the 60s or anything.
More thinking the push buttons where you had to push it like 3 or 4 times just to get the letter you were after to text. Too much
showing
struggle.
Your age. You're like 18. On this day in the year 2000, Michael Douglas at 56 years old, married Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Catherine Zeta-Jones, she dips beneath the lasers. Ooh, she hasn't tried.
They're still married to this day with 2 kids.
Bless.
So age difference works.
So he was 56, she was 31.
Yep. And that's a 21-year-old marriage now. So there you go. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Works. Scientifically confirmed, Ari.
Okay.
On this day in 2011, the video game Minecraft was officially released. No, that's the wrong one.
And I on was this like, day, that's not a Minecraft sound effect.
Minecraft was released.
Yes.
And on this day in 2017, Malcolm Young, the guitarist of AC/DC, died.
Devo.
Don't have any Minecraft music to play for that one.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah.
Well, we did it. That's Today in History.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, Adam.
Hey, what up, player?
What up, dog?
What up, dog?
Happy Thursday. It's pretty much Friday Eve.
Yeah, pretty much weekend Eve, really.
Weekend vibes are on the way.
I'm excited.
My mum is on a plane.
Easy, Tiger. Let's just take it easy.
It's very exciting for me.
Your mum's here tomorrow.
Why don't I have family here?
Yeah.
So when someone comes to visit, it's very exciting.
My family's all down in Hobart.
Yeah, but they're at least in Tasmania.
It's 3.5 hours away, though.
I mean, I would prefer that than, like, a
nice,
flight.
Relaxing first-class plane ride.
Oh, whatever.
You're in the media, mate. You get first class.
I definitely do not. Oh, my God. Imagine. Wouldn't that be amazing? I would froth a first-class flight.
Hey, we've got Concert in the Vines tickets.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
With the Jack Black Challenge.
Oh, the Jack Black Challenge. What a fan fave. So Concert in the Vines is indeed happening on Sunday. These are the tickets that we're giving away. There is also a Saturday session, but we've already given away those tickets. This one is for the Sunday, March 6th at Ghost Rock Winery with headline act Kate Sobrano. So, Jack Black. Exhibit A.
And this is an instant win, so call us 1-300-655-922 with the answer to which one of these three clips is the real Jack Black, Exhibit A.
I would do my own vocal warm-ups that I learned during drama and stuff. The double bubble, triple bubble gum, yum, yum.
Oh, it's got to be him, surely.
Who knows? Could be Exhibit B.
And I auditioned, and it was just like, glory, 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 glory.
Oh, it's got to be him, surely.
Oh, I don't know. What about Exhibit C?
I went and shot a movie with Peter Jackson called King Kong down in New Zealand.
Yes.
And I really got into the Hobbit lifestyle.
Which one of those three clips is the real Jack Black? 1-300-655-922. If you get it right, you instantly win two tickets to Concert in the Vines next year at Ghost Rock Winery. Every day
I'm shuffling. Adam and Ari for breakfast on 107.7 CFM.
Sophie from Ulverston is on the line on 1-300-655-922 to play the Jack Black Challenge.
Here's Exhibit A.
I would do my own vocal warm-ups that I learned during drama and stuff. The double bubble, triple bubble gum, yum, yum.
Exhibit B.
And I auditioned, and it was just like, glory, 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 glory.
And Exhibit C.
I went and shot a movie with Peter Jackson called King Kong down in New Zealand.
Yes.
And I really got into the Hobbit lifestyle.
Sophie, which is the real Jack Black?
Is it B?
It is.
Ah! And I auditioned.
That's
me. And
it was
I thought C might get a few people because he was in King Kong, but that wasn't him. Someone else in King Kong there.
Yeah.
Sophie, you're going to Concert in the Vines next year. Congrats.
Great, thank you.
Congratulations, Sophie. Just stay there and I'll take your number. Hit music. Music.
Very special guest in the studio with us.
I'm so honoured to announce that we've got Emma Everson in the studio with us again. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning, guys.
Now, I am so proud and super excited. You have been nominated by Alison Jarman as our CFM Rising Star for October. A huge congratulations to you.
Thanks.
So you have been given a $500 gift card to Harvey Norman. What are you going to purchase?
I'm planning to buy an iPad.
An iPad to plan more charity events to help along?
Maybe.
It was a lot of work to do the high tea. So you did a high tea as a part of the Devonport Food and Wine Festival.
Mm-hmm.
How much money did you raise?
Altogether, it was $10,190.
Over $10,000.
That's heaps. And what did you raise it for?
Warrawee Women's Shelter in Ulverston.
Cool. And why did you get involved with that charity?
Just really, I wanted to raise some money, and that was the charity that we chose.
Yep.
So, yeah.
And you did most of this by yourself, with a few help, you know, from family members and everything, but mostly yourself. That is a huge achievement. Huge achievement. A huge congratulations to you.
How much work went into it? Like,
We've been planning it since April, so a long time.
Yeah, so this was just part of the Dev Food and Wine Festival that just went. So
yeah,
from
October.
April up till then of hard work for a good cause. Very deserving winner of the CFM Rising Star, I think.
Yeah, and Deputy Mayor Alison Jarman nominated you. That is, I think that's impressive in itself. Like,
yeah, so you're in with the mayor.
You are in with some VIPs.
Yep.
Any thoughts of a future career in politics?
Probably not.
Probably not. Oh, well, a huge congratulations to you. We've got a certificate there for you and also your gift card to spend at Harvey Norman Devonport.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you so much, Emma.
Song snag.
It is time to snag the song. Well, technically unsnag it. Adam has already snagged it, so we want you to unsnag it by telling us who is the artist and what is the song title. If you know it, call us. 1300. Well, why are you looking at me like that?
No, I'm just nodding. Yep, you're doing good. Why?
I forgot the phone number.
1300-655-922. Say it with me.
1300-655-922.
Call us on it if you know what this is.
It's badly snagged.
Do you know what it is? You look confused.
Nah, I don't know what
really?
It is.
I thought
it was pretty
breakfast
easy. For two at Windows and Westello's up for grabs. Let's hear it one more time.
Plus the glory of beating Ari. Say it with me.
1-300-655-922.
We love our bread.
we love our butter.
But most of all, we love the show.
Song snag.
Chantel Parker from Dev. What up?
Not much. I've been able to get through for ages.
Oh, now's your chance.
We've missed you.
Chantel Parker from Dev.
I'll miss you guys too.
This is your song, Chantel. And what do you think it is, Chantel?
Bruno Mars, Locked Out of Heaven.
Get it now.
Very good.
Good on you, Chantel.
You killed Song Snag.
Yeah, I'm not too bad, am I?
You get them all the time.
Better than Ari as well.
I know the phone number too.
Yeah, so you're beating her in two ways.
Just like that moment where you're like, oh, I just forgot it. It's just left my brain.
You've got a sticky note in front of you, I reckon.
Yeah, do you know what? There's supposed to be one, but I think I put it somewhere.
Chantel, do you want to work here instead?
Oh, stop it. You can come in any time you want, though. Bring Ava too.
Yeah, I'll bring Ava. No worries.
We'd love that. So you're in the draw for brekkie for two at Windows and Westella, plus you beat Ari, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Ari, we have a guest.
We do. Steph from Optus is our local expert. Why should we go with Optus?
You should go with Optus because we have our store in the Rook Street Mall in Devonport. We're an amazing local team and we want to give the best customer service. When your technology goes wrong or you're just looking for different options, we're there to help you get sorted.
Yeah, and voted like the best team in the country just quietly. So
that's right. Don't your reviews come back like the highest in the country?
Yes. So for the last 8 years, the Yes Optus Tasmanian team have actually been number one for customer service.
That's amazing. 8 year streak.
8 years.
Going on nine. So going for nine.
Going on nine.
So we got the best team here on the Northwest Coast, but also the best coverage.
Yes, the best network ever and the coverage, yes. So for the last 5 years, we've had over 50 towers built and $35 million invested into the Tasmanian network.
That's a lot of cash money.
That is a lot of cash money.
That is a lot of cash money and a great range as well.
Definitely, yep. Really good range around the whole town.
You can't drive too far, I think, on the northwest coast without seeing a tower somewhere.
Yeah,
they
that's
are
so
everywhere.
True.
The first place I stayed at when I first moved up here had a tower on the property.
Oh, you're splashing the cove again, aren't you?
I didn't say the cove.
Honestly,
didn't mention
rich kid over there.
You mentioned the cove.
That's one of our best network spots, though.
Yeah, it's literally right next to the tower.
It's amazing. Yes, yeah, and it's a very pretty tower.
And you've got plans for everyone, to suit everyone, but also families?
Yes, there's an amazing family plan at the moment. So 20% off the family plan for 12 months. That's 4 SIMs, 200 gig of shared data, and that's only $119.20 per month. So that is $29.20 per SIM.
That's so good.
So good.
So go see Steph and the team at Optus, the store in the Rook Street Mall, because, I mean, many reasons. One being it's the best staff in the whole country and best network ever.
Best network, best staff. And you can keep your own number.
Yes, you definitely can.
Yeah, so switch over super easy and catch up with Steph, our main gal.
Yeah, we have so much fun. Come down and see us.
Hit music.
I still think there's no scientific way to determine whether that or Wildest Dreams is the best Taylor Swift song.
T-Swizzle or Pearl Jam ads?
Obviously, Pearl Jam.
I'm just kidding. Come on. Do love Taylor Swift.
I like that one and Wildest Dreams especially, though. Mm. Really like those two songs. Really like them. You know what else I like is that 10K.
Make this Christmas the best Christmas ever with 10K or Santa's sleigh, where someone will win $10,000.
It is true. Someone will be walking away with $10,000 cash. 49 others also walking away with epic prizes.
So we're going to gather 50 lucky shoppers around the northwest coast, get them to a party. 50 get to choose a prezi off the sleigh. One of those prezis has the 10K in it. 49 others still have great gifts inside as well. So all 50 will be getting something, and one of them guaranteed 10K.
Yeah. Look, another prize. For example, we've got a $200 Devonport Mazda service voucher. That's pretty good.
Very handy,
especially
isn't
at Christmas time. Like, nothing worse than your car being due for a service at Christmas
time. Yeah, because you need that money for the prezzies.
Exactly.
You can't be spending it on bills and car service.
Yeah, picking up what you're putting down.
Thanks for that reminder. I'm pretty sure my car needs servicing actually this month.
Your car is pretty funny. Like, the radio doesn't even work.
That's true. If you want all the details, they're at cfmtaz.com.au. Just go to 10K or Santa Slade. It'll tell you where you need to be shopping to be in the draw to win.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning.
What up, player?
What up? My mum's going to be here in like 2 hours. Woo!
She coming into the studio tomorrow, is she?
Yeah, to do breakfast with us tomorrow, for sure.
We're heating the mic up or what?
Yeah, let's heat it up without her knowing. Yeah. No, she'll probably swear. But super excited.
Well, I just have to beep her out.
Yeah, that's fine. We can do that.
Does she swear a lot?
No, she actually doesn't.
There you go. Well, she won't. We'll heat it up. Done deal.
Done deal. I'm so excited.
That's coming up tomorrow. Today, though, we've still got heaps to fit in. We've
so
got
much.
Moonlight Cinema tickets to give away. Word Sandwich. We're going to talk to Anne Harvey of Lifeblood about giving blood, donating blood for the last time because she's retiring.
Yeah, which is sad.
We'll continue our Thursday blood chats, but with someone else.
Yeah.
So it's the last one with Anne. And Word Sandwich, did I mention that?
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Load it up with the Coast Best Free Stuff. They see me rolling. It's the CFM Street Team.
Just one.
Just our dear Ren today.
Yeah. Good morning. And it's birthday week. It's Ren's birthday week.
Happy Thursday to you. I am here at Harvey Norman, Devonport. Oh, what a Thursday. I have the tasty and delicious cheese and amazeballs thanks to Ash Grove. And I think I'm going to have toasty later because we also have the Crips Master Loaf on board. Come see me today and get the chance to win a $25 voucher from Faith Jewelers, your one-stop shop for anything and everything jewelry. I also have, of course, our CFM sticker and Friends with Benefits key tags. See you around here at Harvey Norman, Devonport. This is your street team, Ren, work and play on the go with a laptop from Harvey Norman Computers, Devonport. Happy Thursday to you.
Happy Tuesday when it is indeed Thursday.
No matter what the day, go find it, get the freebies. CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. You ready to go, Ari?
Giving me the shivers.
You a bit distracted?
I've listened to this song on repeat in the car before, like 6-7 times, and I still don't know the words.
Is that because we play it so much?
No.
All right, ticket giveaway time, eh?
It is. We are asking you, who gives you the shivers?
Yeah.
Yeah, what makes you fall in love? Ooh.
Well, what do you find most attractive in a human being? That's all we want to know, and you'll instantly win. You just got to tell us what you think. You'll instantly win a double pass to Northwest Safaris, Moonlight Cinema. Should be good weather this weekend for it too.
Yeah, and great for a date as well.
And specifically Friday and Saturday are when it happens, so they're the 2 days that are meant to have good weather.
Yeah. So exactly.
If you'd want an instant double pass, give us a call, 1-300-655-922. We just want to know, what do you find attractive in a human being? Kid music. We have Jodie on the line. Jodie, where are you from?
From Rocky Cape.
Oh, from cool. Rocky Cape.
1-300.
Yeah, I'm stuck in a traffic jam at the moment.
Is it the Cooey Crawl?
Sorry?
Is it the Cooey Crawl or just a different traffic jam?
The Camdale, the Bingle.
Yes, Camdale Crawl.
Oh, the Camdale Crawl. Yes. Nice. Good work, Jodie.
Yes, not really, but yes.
The only one that loves slow-moving traffic is Ari. Sorry
no,
about that.
No, I just like the Cooey Crawl because it sounds cool.
I don't when I've got kids in the car that need to go to school.
Yeah. Well, Jodie, what do you find attractive in a human being?
Eyes.
Eyes, yeah.
Eyes. A lot of comments on our Facebook page about eyes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Any particular colour that's your favourite?
No, not really. Probably greeny blue colour. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just think if they're just, it's just that when someone gives you that look.
Mm.
Yeah.
And they're just really confident, that look.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, it's just the eyes. Yep, definitely.
The eyes. Done. Yeah. Correct. Done. Every answer is correct today. But correct, you're going to take home that double pass to Moonlight Cinemas, all thanks to Northwest Safaris.
Oh, thank you.
Just stay there, Jodie. We'll take your details and one more call, one more double pass to give out. Oh, they bottled it. They've got another one. No, they bottled it. 1-300-655-922. What do you find attractive in a human being?
There we They're go. Back.
Hello, CFM. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, it's Taylor.
Hi, Taylor. Taylor, where are you from?
Devonport.
Taylor, what do you find attractive in a human being?
Probably the hair.
Oh, I'm insulted. Hair. I'm a balding man, Taylor. How could you?
Oh, well, look, every answer today is correct. Congratulations, Taylor. From Devonport, you are walking away with a double pass to Northwest Safaris Moonlight Cinema, happening every Friday and Saturday night over summer with refreshments available for purchase. Super exciting, and that's happening in Sheffield.
Thank you.
No worries. Just stay there. We'll take your details, okay?
Yep.
Ari being cheeky off air there. I can't believe my co-host.
You're texting all my friends, that's why.
Yeah, I'm stealing them off you. What can I say? They just, they like me better.
It's pretty funny.
Let's do Word Sandwich.
Word Sandwich.
More.
It's time for Word Sandwich. This is the game we like to play where Thea, our word machine, helps us out by giving us two words. You need to guess the word that goes in the middle of the sandwich. The middle word joins up with the first word. And also the last word.
Yep.
Making a sandwich. If you know the answer, call us on 1-300-655-922. If you do get it right, you'll go on the draw to win a savoury box worth $60 from McCarthy's Bread Lounge in Ulverston. You can head in and taste the difference. Yum.
We've got the word machine Thea ready to go. Thea, what do we got today?
Your words for today are tour and dog.
Tour and dog.
Sorry, what was it?
Tour. So she says tour. It like she's from Adelaide.
Like a bus tour.
Yeah, tour.
T-O-U-R.
Yeah.
Yep.
Tour and dog. What goes in the middle of tour? How do Adelaide people say tour?
I know. It just sounds like Thea didn't say tour. To play it again.
Your words for today are tour and dog.
See, she says she's British.
She's like tour.
Yeah, because she's British. Tour. She's like tour. Would you like to go for a tour?
Ah, there you are, today's word sandwich. I forgot the second word already.
Oh, R-E-L. Tour and dog. Kid music. CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast, and we're playing
Word Sandwich.
More. At 1-300-655-922. Who are we playing with?
Who is it? Oh, yeah, say Harry.
Okay,
no, it's not a video. Say hi, Adam.
I can't say.
No, it's not a video. Say hi, Adam. It's Harry and Naomi.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, Harry.
Say hi, Harry.
Do we
ring it up for a word sandwich?
Yeah, do we have an answer? Do you want to hear the, well, these are the, am I giving these words to Harry or Naomi?
Harry.
All right, Harry, here's your words.
Your words for today are tour and dog.
What do you reckon, Harry?
Guide.
Dog. Well done, Harry, you've got it.
My sandwich is guide, tour guide. Guide dog.
He's done it.
With the help from Naomi. Good job, guys. Congratulations. You're in the draw to win a savoury box worth $60 from McCarthy's Bread Lounge in Ulverston.
Thank you.
No worries. See you guys. We do have a caller at 1300 655 922 with an in-person update on what's going on down there. It's Camdale, is it, Ari?
Well, you know how I love the Cooey Crawl?
Yeah.
It's that section.
I don't, now's not the time to be hyping up the Cooey Crawl.
No, to the crawl.
But hello, caller.
Hey, guys, how you going?
Good, thanks. Yourself?
Good, thank you. I just thought I'd give, because I know you guys give them a traffic update, which is amazing, but perspective for people on the road, if they're curious in the line, I've just come the opposite way, and from the traffic lights at Cooey, the traffic is back to back all the way to the Doctor's Rock Terminal.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for clarification.
So
yeah.
It is like, it's not going to be a 10 or 15 minute wait. It's going to be a really long one.
Yeah, damn. So really,
that
if you can avoid
it. Is not crawling. That is a cooey stuck
it
in
is,
mud.
It yeah. is a cooey stop from there to Doctor's Rocks.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for that in-person update. And at least you're going in the different direction.
Yeah.
I know. Thank God I'll be on time. So yeah. I hope everyone to stay patient and safe.
Yep.
Yep.
Good advice.
As Steady Eddie would say.
Yeah.
Inner peace.
Inner peace.
That's it.
Inner peace.
Thank you so
much for your call.
At all. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. You can call us anytime with traffic updates at 1300 655 922. Coming up, we will chat with Anne Harvey about blood. Had to push it back because of traffic.
Sorry, Anne.
So that's next.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. We're talking to Anne Harvey of the Red Cross Lifeblood. For the last time, congrats on retirement, Anne.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
No.
So, you know, and just because you're retired doesn't mean it means you've got more time to do things like donating blood.
Yes. Now, last time we spoke, last Thursday, we were needing 150 donations across the northwest coast. Where are we at with that number?
So we still need about 80 before the end of the month. But I think it's really important also for people to think, you know, think about the fact that we, you know, say we need them to the end of the month. But, you know, every single week, Lifeblood around Australia need about 33,000 donations. And that's every single week. Every, you know, week of the year. So, you know, if you can't get in before November, don't kind of forget about it. Just book an appointment for December leading into Christmas.
Perfect.
Yeah, definitely.
And let's talk about making the donation process smooth. Now, you guys do everything to make it as smooth as possible. You do a great job, but there are some things we can do as donors to make it even smoother.
Absolutely. So we like to help where we can. So, you know, before your donation, you'll get an SMS and an email to let you know how to prepare. And it's really important things like hydration is really important. So you need to have 8 to 10 glasses of water the day before your donation and maybe 3 to 4, you know, on the day. And that just makes sure you're really well hydrated. Have something to eat before you go in, you know, something savoury, perhaps a bit of a snack before you go in. It just helps you prepare. And then once you're, once you're in the donor centre, you know, make sure you follow the instructions. Turn up on time. That helps with the flow of the donors in the donor centre. And the other important thing is, you know, it's making it go smoothly, but also spreading the word. So while you're sitting in the chair, you know, take a selfie, pop it up on your Facebook page, hashtag LifebloodAU. And spread the word as well. And then, you know, while you're sitting in the refreshments area, take a picture of yourself with the magnificent snacks, you know, that kind of thing. So all of those things will not only help the donation go smoothly, but it'll also help spread the word.
And yeah, it spreads the word, and also a reminder as well. Like yesterday, I saw one of my besties is up to her 25th donation, and obviously shared it on socials, which is awesome. But it's also a reminder for someone that's like, oh yeah, my appointment's coming up, or oh, I got to book that appointment.
Or even
if
people
you are already a regular,
yeah,
donator.
Or even people that have thought about doing it but haven't taken the plunge, because that is the boat me and Ari were in. We'd thought about it for ages, but it wasn't until there was a lot of reminders around that it's like, let's do it now.
Yeah.
Yes, and, you know, sometimes it'll be someone will say, you know, I've got a friend who needed blood or something like that. So sometimes there's a very personal prompt why to make an appointment. And we know it's really easy to make an appointment because you can do it through the Donate Blood app. You can go to the website, which is lifeblood.com.au, or you can just call 131495. So really easy to do when you do get that reminder.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Anne Harvey. Thank you so much for joining us for the very last time, and I'm sure you won't be a stranger, and we'll see you around Tassie somewhere, maybe donating blood.
Travel up north.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you so much, Anne Harvey from Lifeblood Australia.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
That's the show done today, Ari. That'll do. Pop him down, pick him up tomorrow. At 6 a.m. What do you think? You listening to me? You're looking at your phone.
I'm looking at my phone.
What's coming up? Read it out. You know when
just letting me know we need to get milk.
You know when you're passing notes in class and the teacher's like, read it out to the whole class.
Read it out to the whole entire class.
Girls at the back.
Girls at the front.
Passing. Are you at the front usually?
No way.
Girls at the back. Pass the note up here, please.
Pass the note up here, please. It just says, can we please get some milk for the office?
Obviously, honestly, all hell breaks loose around here when we run out of milk.
It's so funny.
The first man on the case is always Martin Egerton. First
Martin.
With local news about the milk.
Yeah. Breaking news. We've got no milk left.
Yeah.
So true, though. Tomorrow, super exciting, though. We are back from 6, featuring Mama Bear. So pretty excited. Or Nanny Pate.
We should be having a look at some award-winning gin.
Oh, yeah. From the Northwest Coast. Well, we're actually doing that today because, like, you know, being good and all.
Don't want to do it in the morning.
So
we'll play the recording tomorrow. Friday Live.
Yeah, Friday Live's going to be amazing.
Yeah, big time.
Prize giving Friday, most excitingly.
Yeah, get your entries in at cfmtaz.com.au. I think we should just go.
Let's see you.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
That was the show. So did you message Steph from the Optus store?
I will eventually.
Are you going to put
put it to the cards? Let's put this question to the cards.
Are you going to do it subtly, or are you just going to be really obvious?
No, just plant
the idea subtly in her head.
Well,
are you able to do that? Do you have subtlety in your bones?
No, I definitely do not.
I'm
worried. She's single, to be honest.
You're going
to
be really obvious about it. Yeah. No, plant it in her head really subtly.
Okay, I'm putting it to the cards. All right, here we go. I've shuffled them. I've thought about the situation whilst we're shuffling.
Okay.
Pick a card. And this is the outcome of that.
Steph from the Optus store. Let's have a look here.
What does it say? Just be happy.
So
be happy together or solo?
Well, I think just solo.
Oh,
just
okay.
Be
it's
happy.
Not going to happen. Sorry, everyone.
Just
be happy.
Okay, then. Fine, cards. What about take a risk, though? Because I'll get fired.
What do you mean you'll get fired? Why would you get fired?
For take a risk, content-wise.
No, we're talking about your love life.
Is that what it is? Okay.
You got to think about the topic as you
I
shuffle.
I only think about radio.
I know, honestly. You poor soul. You poor soul. So do I, to be honest.
Yeah.
I have dreams about it. Oh, my God, my dream last night. You heard that already, don't worry.
Yeah. But good times, though.
I'm shuffling cards. I'm going to do my own cards now.
Yeah, well, quick, because they're still listening.
Oh, sorry. It's still going. Okay, whatever, yellow.
Yeah.
Come on, I'm so excited. Okay, do you like point one out at me? I don't want the one you point at me.
No, I
want to pick my own one.
I'm trying to hold it as firmer so that doesn't happen. The heaps don't come out at once.
Yeah, but I want this one. Oh, get out.
What's it say?
You've got this.
Ah, classic Ari.
You've got this, ads. Oh, my God, that's a card I got. See, the cards are real. You've got this. Go, ads.
I didn't get that card. I do not have this.
Yeah, but I've got this, and it says you've got this. And I'm like, yeah, you've got this. I've got this. You've got this. We've got this. Happy Thursday.